just say who should be going into the marketplace. If you're on Medicare or Medicaid, you do nothing. If you have coverage from a large employer, if your employer provides you coverage, you do not need to go to the marketplace. The marketplace is solely for those without insurance and those that are self-employed or their employer does not provide health care coverage. And you go to healthcare.gov. And once you go there, you have to create an account. It's just like setting up any online account that you would to pay your bills or, you know, to access email or some type of website. You'd have a username and a password. Each person would have to have their birth date, their Social Security number, their W-2 wages from last year, or what they think they're going to make this year, because that's how the subsidy is calculated. And then based on that, it would tell them what subsidy they're qualified for. So let's say you're a 28-year-old female making, you know, less than $30,000 a year. Your subsidy would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $4,000 a year, which means that that's how much they would pay towards your health care coverage on an annual basis.
And so if you go through the process and you get this number up, you get $4,000 a year toward your health insurance, how does that money then flow? What happens next?
What would happen is every month the federal government would send, you know, $380-something dollars to whoever you selected as your insurer. As an example, if your insurer is Humana or Blue Cross, what they would do is they would send that payment, you know, that $382 to them, and you're responsible for the difference. And you would then be sending a check in for, let's say, $100 a month.
And what if you don't send that $100 a month in?
Well, then they would eventually drop your coverage. You know, eventually you're responsible. You have to make a payment every month to cover your health care, your portion of the health care cost. It's called the Affordable Care Act, so it has to be affordable. And the federal government's definition of affordable is 9.5% of your income.
There's been some confusion, particularly in Louisiana, because the governor has said that he is not going to create specific exchanges for Louisiana. So what are Louisianians getting that might be different than states that have created their own exchanges? How is there any difference?
There is none. The federal government is creating an exchange for all those states that do not have their own exchange. Texas being, you know, our neighbor to the west does not have an exchange. Louisiana doesn't. Consequently, the federal government is putting that exchange in place, and that's the healthcare.gov. That is the exchange. Once you go into that, you won't notice any different.
When you enter your information based on your address and based on these other personal details you give, only the companies that are eligible will come up.
Correct. And the two statewide ones that I'm familiar with would be Blue Cross and the Louisiana Healthcare Connection. Those are the two that are statewide. And then based on where you live, there'll be, you know, if you're in Jefferson Parish, you'll have another option. You'll have Humana as an option. What they can expect is to create an account and then start to view and compare the policies. They don't have to purchase October 1st because the coverage doesn't go into effect till January 1 anyway. So it gives them a time that they can look and see, think about it, make some calls, look and see what best fits your situation.
And if you go onto healthcare.gov and you create an account, that doesn't necessarily mean you are saying yes to this coverage. You can still go on and log in and create an account and check it out.
That's correct. You don't say yes till you hit the I want to purchase this, and it'll say, are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Are you really sure? Yes, I am really sure. You know, there are several safeguards built into it to make sure you don't accidentally purchase something.
Doug Wilkinson is field coordinator for Louisiana Healthcare Education Coalition. Their website is lhec.net. You can get more information about these exchanges there. And again, the main site for the exchanges is healthcare.gov. Thanks so much, Doug.
Thank you.